This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week on Marketplace, a closer look at America's consumer economy, one still trying to recover from the wild housing bubble. Now, we live in a country that knows its bubbles when it comes to real estate. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has been looking into an American pioneer story. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, David.
All right, pioneers flipping houses?
Well, not houses, David, but land. It turns out that some of our beloved pioneers, they were land speculators. It wasn't a little house on the prairie out there. This took place in the 1910s in eastern Montana. Congress was giving away free land to just about anybody with a pulse because they wanted to settle the West, and so did the railroads. So together, they lured people out there with a lot of misleading advertising. Some people might say propaganda about how great the farmland was.
And it turned out to be not so fab.
Right. Well, let's put it this way. The old maps back then, they used to call that part of the United States the Great American Desert.
All right. So these latter-day pioneers, they're pursuing the great American dream, right?
Well, yeah. But for some of these people, pursuing the American dream wasn't settling down. It was speculating on the land and making money. The land was free, after all. It was very tempting. It was like a zero-down mortgage or something. And the idea was they'd go out there, they'd stake their claim, move into the area. Other people would, too. And then, you know, roads would go in, schools would go in, land prices would go up. And then, you know, after a couple years, you'd sell at a profit and move on elsewhere.
Now, I'm getting the feeling all this didn't work out quite like the speculators had planned.
It didn't. The bubble burst big time. It turned out that the rains that they'd been getting in the early 1910s, those weren't normal. Drought set back in, and the whole homesteading boom in Montana went bust. There were mass foreclosures. Half the state's banks failed. And David, just like in the late 2000s, there was a lot of finger pointing at the government and at corporations, in this case at the railroads and the banks, for luring people into this whole homesteading thing in the first place.
All right. Sarah has more on the Montana homesteading boom and bust on Marketplace this afternoon. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.